Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
On the to-do list in the House when they come back next week will be to try to figure out a path forward for the House budget resolution. And the House budget resolution will have a significant impact and bearing on the House Agriculture Committee and any potential cuts that they have to achieve as part of the next farm bill. So this is something that Chairman Conaway on the House Ag Committee has been very focused on trying to make sure he's not required to make cuts that are going to make it difficult, if not impossible, for his committee to approve a farm bill that meets the needs of production agriculture and rural America.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
They are focused on trying to find a path forward on the health care repeal and replace bill. Their efforts to move that legislation before the July 4th break were not successful, and so that will be the main focus of the Senate when they return for their July work period. At this point, progress on a lot of these big-ticket items within Congress, like health care, tax reform, and the budget and appropriations process, is moving relatively slow and is likely to delay legislative progress on a lot of other issues, including potentially the farm bill.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
In the House, that includes a number of farm bill listening sessions that will be held across the country. The first one of those was held recently in Florida, and other listening sessions are being planned for later this summer and potentially into the fall in other regions. And then in the Senate, they are continuing their series of hearings in D.C. that are focused on specific titles and areas within the farm bill, and those are expected to continue for the remainder of the summer and potentially into the fall as well, as both committees are ramping up their work to be in a position to enact a new farm bill on time, hopefully before the current farm bill expires in the fall of 2018.